Gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session. I'll probably carry it back.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Phillips to come out of executive session back into regular session. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
It is yes. We are back in regular session. Is that cool, Mr. Parliamentarian? Okay, gentlemen, the item on the agenda now is land use consultant selection. You've had your presentations and your thoughts and concerns, and at this point, I would entertain a motion for whoever you desire to, which one of you?
I'd like to move that we appoint, hire, go into negotiations with, what have you, Urban Research and Development Corporation for the purpose of working up our land use plan for the coming year.
Is there a second to that motion or discussion?
I'll second that.
A motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to enter into negotiations with the Urban Research and Development Corporation for the update of the Land Use Plan 2007. Questions? Mr. Cole?
I'll abstain.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes. I believe that this firm will best represent the interest of Sussex County.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also, Mr. President.
Mr. Dukes?
I'd like to thank both of them for making a good presentation this morning, but I will have to vote yes on this motion.
I think both applicants made an excellent presentation, and I'd like to vote yes also. Move on. Okay, next will be approval of minutes from what month? February?
August 1st. August 1st, and actually we have the 8th on the desk, if anybody.
And it was faxed.
Yes.
So move.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes from August the 1st as in printed form. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I'm going to yes. August the 8th minutes. August the 8th minutes in printed form.
You're welcome to wait on them if you would rather. That's up to you.
We're prepared. Entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'm looking at them anyway.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve the minutes from August the 8th. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
I voted yes. Reading correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
I have one item, unless someone else has another piece of correspondence to pass down, but this is a letter from the Milford High School After Prom Committee thanking council for a donation that they used to sponsor an after prom event. It says, thanks to you and or as a result of your donation, we were able to provide an after-prom evening of food, dancing, and fun, and a safe, supervised, and non-alcoholic environment for our children. That's all the correspondence.
Okay, at this time, Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, Stormwater Utility Feasibility Study. Gentlemen? Sorry for the little delay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not a problem, members of council. Thank you very much for this opportunity to address you this morning. My name is Frank Piorca. I'm the administrator for DENREC's stormwater and drainage programs. We've had the opportunity, I think most of us, to discuss what I'm going to term a little bit differently than as it appears on the agenda, not as a stormwater utility feasibility study, because I think that in and of itself has a connotation of some final end product. And what we're proposing is a joint level of service analysis that I think will help us reach an endpoint of what we'd like to see in Sussex County with regard to stormwater management programs, drainage programs, how to improve our drainage infrastructure, watershed management, and possibly a different response to dealing with flooding and flood management throughout the county. So if we cast it in that light, I think we have less of a preconceived end product than we do a process. And we're asking for your consideration in assisting DENREC and the Conservation District and the county together as funding partners in this process. In January through April of 2005, the governor convened a surface water task force to examine some of the issues relative to what I've just described, and Mr. Stickles was a very active and important part of that committee. The recommendations of the committee were were many, most centered around needing to do some more specific examination of issues and problems with regard to possible solutions throughout the state at a county and municipal level. And I can recall Mr. Stickles saying toward the end of the process, let's not have the state take this task force recommendations and bestow it upon us with a big financial dollar amount, which we don't have any way to fund. We've talked a lot about funding at the Surface Water Task Force, unfunded programs and needs in the tens of millions of dollars. But we need to look a little bit harder, specifically in Sussex County and with the municipalities, the Conservation District programs, DENREC's input, our folks at DLDOT, to really see what those programs are. After this level of service analysis, we may find that we have consensus among the three agencies and some of the municipalities that we don't have to do much more than what we're already doing. I think that would be unlikely, but that's certainly one of the outcomes of this analysis. At the other end of the spectrum, the analysis could show us that we still have many program needs in the county and throughout the municipal boundaries in Sussex County that are unfunded. And we may see, after we look at this level of service analysis, that some of these roles need to shift with a stronger emphasis on funding throughout the state, by the state, through DENREC programs. Or it may be that the Conservation District takes on a more enhanced role. We might see that the municipalities have to do a little bit more connection between their comprehensive land use planning and stormwater drainage and flood management, as we might find with the county's interagency needs with regard to stormwater and land use planning. So we don't know what the outcomes are, and that's why I would ask you not to consider this as a feasibility study per se for a stormwater utility, but an examination of what our surface water management needs are throughout Sussex County. As we embark upon a new comprehensive land use plan for the county and the municipalities, and I had the opportunity to listen to the last presentation and hear some of council's responses to needing to form a county vision, looking at protecting property rights, and perhaps seeing things in a more black and white. In our world of just stormwater drainage, flood management, I think this analysis would help council and professional folks working within the county, municipal included, an opportunity to see some of those issues thought out. Just as an example, with property rights, we want to respect the rights of those who wish to develop their lands within all of the confines of the regulatory arena they work in, but we also want to be able to protect the property rights of those who live downstream from those folks. The best way to do that is by comprehensively having a tool which analyzes the entire drainage area, the watershed, the effects on the growth, where we want it, how we want to see it planned, on everyone who lives in that watershed, upstream and downstream. You do that through comprehensive and unfortunately very costly tools such as watershed models and analysis. The level of which those studies are needed and how we pay for those is something that we may very well find at the end of this level of service analysis. The details of which are just, I have copies of which I'll pass out. They involve looking at watershed planning. They involve looking at infrastructure needs. They involve looking at levels of service in response to constituents' needs throughout the county. We have, over the last 10 years, had over $10 million of what are still, for the most part, underfunded projects that we have in Sussex County alone through the Delaware 21st Century Fund. These are very site-specific, drainage-related projects that we're solving throughout Sussex County, but they come in very incrementally, they get funded incrementally, and in many cases it takes 4 to 5 years for a project to become funded. We have hundreds of thousands of miles of tack stitch in Sussex County. We have a lot of drainage-related issues relative to new development and growth that can't simply be solved by the Conservation District looking at a site-specific stormwater plan for one development. So we have challenges before us. We're looking forward to the council helping us to solve those challenges and to look for innovative ways to continue to help us partner within our organization at DENREC, the Conservation District, and Sussex Council. And with that, if we have time, I'll be here for questions.
Gentlemen?
Well, I sit on the Soil Conservation Board, and this issue was brought up several months ago, and then I gave a letter to Dave and through the presentation, and they want to get off center on this particular project, and I think they've asked for, it's 25, 25, and 25, if I'm not mistaken, 25 from DENREC, 25 from the Soil Conservation, and they're asking for 25 from the county. I just...
It's 25,000?
1,000, yes.
Thank you.
Or just to clarify.
I don't think we ever talk 25 bucks anywhere in our neck of the woods, but...
Could have been 25 million.
25 million, yeah. And I know there is some concern on council that, with DENREC, so this is why I brought it to the table, so we get it all center.
Yes. My concern is that we open the door to this type of funding for other state agencies. And I guess Mr. Stickles probably has a
view on that.
Well, he's been doing battle for 18 years.
It's laid back Bob now, though.
Comments?
Bob, you got any comments on the...
It's a worthwhile program, Bob, do you think?
I think it's a program that you're going to continue to be asked to participate in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the question is, does the Department of Transportation come down next week and say, we've got a worthy program and we'd like you to kick in $25,000 for that?
Right.
And where does it stop?
Well, it stops us saying, not arguing with you, Mr. Phillips. We can pick and choose who we certainly, like we always have.
In October, you're going to be asked to contribute an additional $100,000. We do the $75,000 by state law. We match. 2 years ago, we had dinner at the Cheer Center. We made a commitment for the next 2 years we would match $100,000 if the General Assembly matched it. They brought it up again. We will ask the council to vote $100,000 out of our $1.7 million contingency fund to put up another extra $100,000 for the tax stitch program.
So in other words, but this isn't anything new. We've already been partnering with the state on a number of agency requests.
Right. The
And this is, and not to interrupt you, Bob, but the $100,000 that goes to Soil Conservation now certainly doesn't deal with, even though it with tax ditches and clean outs and some of the state legislative chose to give away and those kind of things, to put in that there's no funding to do. So,
well, I'll tell you what,
Too long ago, Frank and I stood up in front of a very angry crowd in Seaford. Luckily, they didn't have tar and feathers, but this
or
is,
I'd still be pulling off me.
This is, there was. You talk to the people over there, they're going to tell you there's a need to look at this.
Well, I'll make a motion, gentlemen, and get it off base here because I think we should be doing it. I think that we have a responsibility to help with some of these programs. It helps Sussex County. It helps Sussex County residents and improves the quality of life and other things. So with all the development and the pressures that are on this agency, they need assistance and I think it's very worthwhile, so I'll make a motion we give $25,000 to help with this effort, to this feasibility study.
And at this point in time, it's a one-time appropriation, correct, Mr. Phil?
That's all this is. It's just,
right.
That's the request.
Do we have a...
I will second it, but I do have a question to Dave, and I know, Dave, we've talked about this funding. Where's the money, do we have a mechanism for that 25?
Yes, we have funding in the constable's budget, and we could... do a budget transfer from that line item to cover this.
Since we're not chasing dogs, we can go to and we can chase water, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Not chasing dogs yet.
It is on the agenda for further. It is one of the items on the agenda under
grants.
FY25 supplement grant funding request later on. It's one of the items that you asked us to put on for later.
I mean, we
can do it now.
We can do it now or later. That's the, I mean,
you have a motion and a second.
So,
a motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones.
Question.
You have questions? Yeah, Mr. Phillip, Mr. Jones, Dukes.
You said this was not going to lead to a stormwater utilities recommendation, or at least you didn't want us to think it was going to do that. I can't imagine that the three, Denrec, Conservation, and the county are going to sit down and talk and not come up with some kind of recommendation. That's going to cost the county a lot more money. And, I still think that the underline is it's going to be a stormwater utilities is what you're going to come back and recommend. And there's a need for further studying. However, I don't know why it's going to cost $75,000. Are you going to hire more people? Why do you need the $75,000?
The $75,000 is going to be to bring on a consultant that will be selected by, hopefully, our team of folks that are working on this project, Denrec Conservation District, the county. We look for the county to be not only a funding partner in this, but a partner as well as being with us the whole way in this process. It will be a fairly exhaustive process of looking at programs, ordinances, growth within the county, estimating needs, coming up with hopefully not just estimated dollars, but real dollars that need to be spent both on capital and maintenance. And it could be the possibility of a stormwater utility being a recommended financing option, I certainly don't want that to be a preconceived notion. So it could be a variety of funding mechanisms, could be recommended to make up any shortfalls in projected program needs.
So who has the, if you come back and say you have a recommendation to have a stormwater utilities, does the county have an option to opt out of that? Or is it state law? It's mandated to us?
The whole reason we wish to do this study evaluation of services is so that we can move forward, hopefully collectively with a consensus, and that we avoid what I think is all too common, either Denrec saying this is the only way to do something now, this is how we have to do it. Hopefully we can identify, whatever needs, whatever financing needs we have to go along with them and come up with a way that works for Sussex County to address those needs and programs.
I'm going to ask my question again because you've not answered it yet.
We can't answer it, Dale.
If this is the recommendation, mm-hmm. Does Sussex County, can they opt out of it, or is it going to be state law and it's going to be mandated to us?
There's no current state law which says that Sussex County Council has to form a stormwater utility. The only thing we have in statute right now is enabling legislation which says that if those local jurisdictions, including counties, wish to proceed with the exploration of the stormwater utility, that you have enabling statute to allow you to do that.
So with all the hundreds of employees that's in Denrec, there's nobody qualified to do this study? You have to hire an outside consultant?
That's correct.
Shame. Okay.
All right, we have a motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones, to do a one-time appropriation of $25,000 for the study. As presented by Mr. Rierka. Questions?
So, I'll vote yes. It's a good example of intergovernmental relations where we work together to try to solve some problems.
Mr. Phillips?
I share Mr. Dukes' concerns. I think this is probably going to lead to something that's already predetermined, and I hope that public involvement is taken as a priority in this process. But I have confidence in Mr. Jones's judgment as well, and in this case, I think I will vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
I've sat not with all the meetings that they have with all throughout the year. I've sat with Bob a few times, and of course, I sit on the Soil Conservation Board, and I do think it's something that we need to look at. I think it's certainly a big picture. My projective is on where we started all this was that maybe someday, instead of having all the ponds running around all over the place, that someday we'll have a one utility or one pond for five or six developments that would be underground piping and some of those things, which
you know, and a way to fund it, a way to fund maintenance on stormwater management plans that were put in back in the early 90s when it started. And I think we need to look at it, and because I think the tax ditch purpose program works very well, and it's something that certainly could be expanded, because it's a user's fee. The people are using that particular project, and my vote is yes also.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
I say this is only opening the door for more regulations, and I know that a consultant's going to do something to earn his money, and I don't really think that they've done a good job with the stormwater management. The ponds and things, they're ugly. They're all right next to the road. They've grown up in cattails and all these things, and there's just I think that they're trash in them and all this, you know. Something needs to be done, but my vote is no for the county to invest in this program.
With having faith in my colleague on stormwater management, soil conservation, Mr. Jones, I'd vote yes for his, he's at lobby.
Mr. Jones, I feel bad because the rest of them all had faith in you.
He did.
I didn't make that comment.
I really appreciate that, George, because it would worry me if you had faith in me.
I'll talk to you after the meeting.
I would have probably voted no if you had said that.
I'll talk to you after the meeting about having faith.
Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mike. I don't want it to become public.
Mike, you want to talk? No, no. He's won the money, right?
This morning. A
bunch of hoogie I've ever heard in my life. God almighty. I got faith in my colleague.
This morning, I would like to review with you.
Can we sign language, George?
Delaware Capital Transportation Program request that we are proposing to present to DelDOT at the public hearing on September 7th. And if you concur, then we would present this report on that day at the public hearing or make changes as you suggest. And this is, of course, regarding road infrastructure in the county. And I'd like to thank Eddie Sparpaglione, who's here today, and Chip Guy, and Brian Vickers, who helped with this, especially traveling some of these roads and taking pictures and putting the report together and finding other pictures. Eddie has some copies for the press that if they need them as we go through this. If you flip over to the first page, there are 14 items listed. And what we've done is taken Mr. Stickles' report from the previous year and made some revisions to it, added some things, taken some things off where needed. On page 2 and 3, there's some discussion about planning, which we feel is important for the DelDOT projects. The first item we have on pages 4 and 5 is Indian River Inlet Bridge. We believe the Indian Inlet Bridge is a critical transportation route for us and is especially important for emergency services. DelDOT has noted to us that they are in the design build phase for this. They will be proceeding forward with the project. It is still a high priority for them, and we feel it is a high priority for the county. On pages 6 and 7, North-South Highway, this is the proposed development of US 113 as a limited access road to help alleviate traffic on Route 1 as well as Route 13 in Sussex County to provide another highway that is with limited access. We believe that this project could be a very large project dollar-wise, but at this time we do believe that phasing the improvements and at least starting with a plan followed by possible easement purchases and land purchases would be important at this time, because the later we go with it, the much more expensive the land and the more difficult it would be to purchase easements.
Are these in a priority type of any kind of the numbering in the beginning? Is this a priority schedule, which we think is the most important down to the least?
There's some semblance of that. We didn't, and actually the first 3 and 4 even are still high priority, 5 are very high priorities for DelDOT also. So I think we are giving support for their recommendations.
The problem is, we all won't live long enough to see it.
Let me just kind of follow up, Mr. President. Just my,
yeah, go ahead.
The reason I say that is because when I read about the North-South Highway, it's you know, a study, which shows me just spending a lot of money. Where the next one, East-West improvements, mean that maybe dollars will be spent on actually improving something.
Right.
As opposed to studying. So I think with the limited funds, if we're looking at DLDOT and having limited resources, we ought to say, let's get some stuff fixed before we start doing a lot of spending money on studying.
Mr. Godwin and I met with DLDOT in June, and we were suggesting that very same thing, to move the North-South Highway down. But what they explained to us is that, as far as construction, that's not going to happen in the next few years. However, they feel that if they develop a plan and then start this process of purchasing easement rights and land now, then they think that should be a high priority because it's easier to do that now.
Oh, I agree with all that.
As time goes on, it's going to be
I do
much
agree
more
with that
difficult.
Logic. I just wish they would just pick a route and start purchasing the land and quit studying it and spending just more and more and more.
Is DLDOT here?
No.
No.
But I'm just, that was just a gentleman, just a perception on what I'm looking at so far.
Because they've been studying it for 3 years and they're still only, right?
They indicated that in 2007 they would identify the route. And then at that point, then they would have.
They've spent enough on food and food and books that they could have probably funded three or four roads and stuff.
Well, they might have been able to take, like ABC through G on these improvements they made with some of the money, knock one of those off.
I think I've been attending some of those meetings for over two years now, and I remember the first time I met with a consultant out at Pickles. I said, you can't let this thing drag on because property values are going to go through the roof.
Right.
And in the 2 years that they've been talking about this, values probably have tripled.
They're softening now, so maybe they were smart. Mr. Baker?
Well, we can change this. I mean, this is one of the reasons we're discussing it here today.
Right.
We can change that.
I think you're
on
target. Well,
Mr. Baker?
Okay.
With my entire tenure here, Mr. Stickles is very persistent on one road in my district that there's not a week goes by I don't get a call, and every time there's a full moon, I get a lot of calls. It's Pinewood Beach Road. What road? 99? That road, they did such a well job of managing the marshes that when there's a full moon and high tide, they can't get in out of Prime Hook because it just covers the road. And that, I met Mr. Stickles, had that on his agenda every year since I've been here. And it's getting to be more of a serious problem that Prime Hook Beach Road, when we have a full moon and a high tide, these people can't go in and out of there because actually the road is technically lower than the marshes now when they flood them.
They will do it like 54 Bridge, though. This do the bridge and let everything else
whatever. But it's been the road's in disrepair and it's serious.
Just could be because there's not a big population.
We can add that. That's not a problem. We'll add
that. 300 full-time residents now down there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The next
section is east-west roads, and as you can see, they're all listed here going from north to south. According to DLDOT, 24, 26, and 54 are in design for improvements. That's not adding lanes, so to speak, but in making improvements such as resurfacing shoulders to highway standards, intersection improvements, turn lanes, and signage. And if you go the next, they're also listed on some of the delayed projects also. Route 1 on page 11. They will begin working this fall on a third lane, the southbound lane from 5 Points South. And the 5 Points overpass is another item that they're considering in the planning stage. And this would help with reduce accidents at 5 Points at that intersection, which is very congested and confusing. Also, the intersection of 16 and 1 near Milton is dangerous, and there's many accidents there. And an overpass there would eliminate traffic light and Western Parkway project. This would be a road from Nassau area to 1 to 24, and of course sidewalks. So those are the items along Route 1 that are included here.
I would say, I mean, we criticize DLDOT a lot, but what they've done at Route 1 over the last couple of years has made a dramatic improvement.
Oh, I agree.
Despite what Mr. Cole might think, I go down there. Route 1 and Route adding the third lane, adding the intersection at the entrance of Rehoboth Beach. They've made a number of improvements, which I think should be noted.
It has been better.
The next one is Seaford and Blades flood repairs, and we did want to compliment them on that. We feel they've done an excellent job in responding to the flood. We had 32 closed roadways at one time, now we're down to 2, and they are working on those 2. And we just wanted to emphasize those are high priorities, continue to be high priorities. Delayed projects on 15, there's a list of delayed projects, east-west roadways, 26, 24, Angola Road, Central Avenue, Ocean View, Airport Road, there's a number. And we feel it's important that we emphasize the need to make these improvements. We have some pictures on 16 and 17 of those. Page 19 and 20 are local road concerns. There are many local roads where there are problems. And Delta has basically shifted emphasis from these local roads because of the shortfall of funding to the major roads. And many of these roadways need paving, shoulders, turn lanes, marking of lanes, intersection work, and we have many different examples, and we have a list, and we will, if you have any or have any concerns, just let us know, and we can add those, such as the Prime Hook Road. And we have some pictures on page 25, Route 30, which runs south of Milford to the Long Neck area, between 30 and 5. And this is a heavily used road for people traveling north and south to Long Neck. We're recommending paving and widening the shoulders there. Page 27, South Bedford Street, the intersection there, realignment of the intersection. We're recommending that for a major improvement there. Park Avenue in Georgetown. As you're well aware, by extending the 5,000-foot runway to an additional 1,000 feet, part of that project is to realign Park Avenue. And we have and this is an important priority for the county for economic development. There were over 1,000 employees now at the Industrial Air Park and more coming. And this is an important project that we need, or that DelDOT needs to work with us on. In Bethany, Fred Hudson Road from Route 1 to Cedar Neck Road, there were problems with flooding on that road. We're recommending elevating and widening the roadway, as well as improving the intersection with Cedar Neck Road. Burbage Road, which runs from Roxana to Bethany Beach, is a designated alternate road for Route 26. We're recommending widening and paved shoulders. And then also on page 35, signage. Signage would be an important means of communicating traffic advisories, evacuation routes, public safety notices, etc. And there aren't any permanent signs in the Sussex County that DelDOT has now. Also, we're suggesting a feasibility study for transportation alternatives, especially given the increases in energy costs that we've all experienced. On page 37, there's a section about the county's industrial air park. DelDOT does piggyback with some funding through the FAA to help us on some of our projects out there. Again, there's a $23 million payroll with 22 employers at the industrial air park, and this is an important priority for us. And then under closing remarks, just wanted to note that, as we're all aware, Sussex County is the fastest growing county in the state. Population, according to the Population Consortium, is expected to grow 34% between 2000 and 2015. And most likely, I think it will be more than that. And we hope that the state considers this as it allocates its scarce funds. We do suggest that they consider increasing fees, as Mr. Stickles has done in the past and noted for them in the past, that an increase in fees to make them more comparable with what other states and areas are charging, and that would help partially fund these projects.
Increase in fees, by what kind of fees, Bob, are you talking about?
Motor fee, driver's license.
And that money to go to help for roads?
For roads, yes. They haven't raised them since 65.
Right, okay. That might bring in a little bit. Let me just ask this.
State legislators are more concerned with getting reelected than they are with being administratively correct.
Not here at the county level. The developers' contributions that the DLDOT has, could somebody explain, does anybody know maybe how, or Bob, or anybody?
Question.
The question is, I know that right now when there's development occurring, developers make contributions.
Right.
I'm not familiar. Is it regulations? Is it legislation? I mean, what is it, and is it arbitrary? I mean, Jim, anybody tell me what's going on here, or Lawrence? Where's Lawrence? Maybe he knows how that works. Each time do they sit down and start from scratch and see what the best they can do and how good of a negotiator they are? And so one developer gets maybe a break and another one doesn't, or is there some...
Or how bad do they cave when it comes down nitty gritty?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Could anybody share any of that with me, or could somebody find out and share with the council in the future? Because we need to know what the developer contributions are, because if we don't, then I mean somewhere along the line the county is going to have to step up to the plate, because... Dale, tell me if I'm wrong, but didn't you make a comment a couple weeks ago that maybe in the future we might have to do something and help with roads? Or
and that ordinance.
I've not been able to explain it to me. There's been developer contributions on Route 24 for traffic signals and that type of thing, and they have the money.
Well, sometimes I see road improvements. So much distance this way, but is there anybody could find them from DLDOT and share with us so we know?
Yeah. We can,
because I'm in the dark about it. About developer contributions. I know. I think they should be there. Okay. It's either the developer does it or the taxpayer does it.
You talking about lights or the entire project?
No, I'm talking about just how they negotiate road improvements, entrances.
You let them come down and give a presentation.
Sometimes, when they have a development, they make them improve the roads to this intersection and put shoulders and walking paths. Bike. I'd like to know: is there any kind of guidelines? Any basic guidelines that they're working with when they sit down with a developer, or do they start from scratch each time? And who's doing it? Are they consistently? How do they do it? I don't know.
I think it's done on a case by case basis.
That's what I want to know. If it is, then something's wrong. Maybe that system, it's not equitable, and the taxpayers are coming up short. Maybe.
But
and maybe that's where we're
depending on
looking
the traffic load that development's going to place on a nearby intersection. I think that's sort of how they look at it.
Well, could.
But every intersection is different, Mr. Cole, and the egress and so forth is not the same and going into every subdivision.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to – could somebody tell me how they do it?
Lawrence, they have TIA.
Because I hear about lights sometimes, Dale, was going to be a part of such and such. We never see the light.
Well, like all Landing Road, the developers bought all the lights, and they've never been put up.
Your turn, Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I asked him to come up.
I don't have a turn.
I drink on you.
Somebody said it seemed like it's negotiable, and it's every case is different. Different projects fund up different amounts based on the number of units they may have. Bob referenced Route 24. We've heard of contracts set or fees collected in escrow for Putnets, for example, and some of the other developers that what impacts will be made on three or four different intersections. But it's all based on each project. And each project probably got a different amount because of the number of units they may be creating. I just don't know. We can find out, I'm sure.
I'm sure they'll have.
Could somebody, yeah. Bob, is it, or Dave, or
we'll
Al, or
we'll find out and get back to you.
You call it traffic engineer.
Nobody likes to tell them bring their ass contracts and tell us how much they got.
Steve, could you take on this job?
I'd like to know that.
Or have somebody come in.
Wait till the hand up.
Come up, you want
there's
to
a fool with a hand up.
Dan, you want to take care of that?
Now, come on down. Wait, come on. Hal's got his hand up, Mr. President. He made a mistake at the twitch.
Quickly, we're behind, but go ahead.
I can just
how'd they
tell
do
you
it in Newark?
What I'm bringing to you.
How Godwin administrative
before system. Before a plan would be approved by City Council in Newark, there would be a traffic impact study
that's
done.
What you said, Bob.
The traffic impact study would warrant certain improvements to adjacent intersections and turning lanes and so forth and so on. DLDOT and the engineers from the town would put together an estimate of what it would cost to make those improvements. As part of the approval process, those monies are deposited from the developer with DLDOT. Then as the project is constructed, DLDOT puts in the improvements for the intersections, traffic lights, whatever, and the monies are made available from that fund. Now, the problem we had in Newark was on a couple of occasions, The money was set aside with DelDOT, and then DelDOT decided later they didn't need to do that. And the money disappeared. And then 10 years later, when the city found out that they did need these intersections upgraded, DelDOT said, oh, we don't have that money anymore. We gave it back to the developer. So you have to be careful how DelDOT manages those funds.
What secretary was that?
Canby.
Question is, in Newark, was that in ordinance form? Is that a, how do we, that's what I'm trying to find out. Is there any teeth to any of this?
I just put a copy of the building code in your desk, but I also can get you the zoning because it would come under subdivision review. The way Newark would do it is it would be part of their subdivision review process, the traffic impact study.
But once it leaves here, we have no negotiation.
Well, wait a minute.
Make it part of your subdivision review process.
What I'm leading up to, if, like he said, they captured money, but DelDOT held the money. Right.
The money went to DelDOT because the county.
If there's money on the table to be captured, maybe it ought to go at the county level in escrow, and then we can protect it better so it stays here and doesn't, you know, it's for improvements in DelDOT.
Used elsewhere.
Projects in Sussex County. I'm just saying, it may be a way because of all this pressure that taxpayers can ill afford it.
Okay.
At the state level, we're not getting the money.
Sounds like the beginning of a county transportation department.
Oh, here we go. That's
the best way to do that might be.
I don't know if there's anything wrong with that.
The best way to do that might be if during your subdivision review, you have the money set aside, you also order the construction to be done then simultaneously. Rather than wait to see if the traffic study, because what they'll do sometimes, they'll say, we're going to do a traffic impact study after the development is done to determine whether or not our projections were correct. That's where they got
caught. What's going on right now is not working, so I don't know. If anybody else has a better idea, I'd like to take it.
What you may want to do in November is bring an engineering consulting firm in and set up a program for you.
Mr. Baker, you got anything else?
2 years.
No, just that September 7th is the public hearing at Dell Tech at 6:00. And you have any other comments, let me know so we can revise this.
Now, this is not the three-man committee that Dell Tech. This is not the three-person committee where the rest of them won't come from around the state.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. At this time, we'll go to Mr. Baker. We're going to move on to Susie, Ms. Webb, on the fiscal year 2000 supplement grant funding request.